Today we're doing Sibzayan. The Shulchan Aruch tells us Birkas Avasolam Puteres Birkas HaTorah in Laman Miyad Beli Hefsek. The Bracha of Avasolam, or for Nusach Ashkenaz Avaraba, exempts Birkas HaTorah B'diyevet if you learn right afterwards without any sort of interruption. So the Mishnah Berurah Sibkatan Yud Gimel tells us Avasolam Nakar Avasolam Lefi Ma Shepasak LeKaban Mesim In Samach Sef Aleph Avol Haramasham Omrim Avaraba B'Shachros. Again, Avasolam is for the Sfardim, Avaraba is for the Ashkenazim. Upashat Duadin Birkas Avasolam Ba'arves Gamkin Shepoteres Dezil Basar Taima. The same thing would apply for the Bracha of Avasolam. We say a mariv. V'nafkaminu le'inyanim avar v'yashin shnas keva al mitaso kodem l'dasa mechaber l'kaman v'sefiral d'shnas keva have they have sake. So that would be a nafkamina for a person who took a nap during the day, or a person who slept for a significant period of time. He actually went to bed in the middle of the day. According to the Shulchan Aruch, as we'll see later on in the siman, when you go to sleep, not just like a short nap, but a real, you know, but if you really go to sleep in the middle of the day, then you have to recite a berachas hatorah when you get up. Even according to the opinion that says that we don't recite a berachas hatorah after waking up from a nap in the middle of the day, it's better to have in mind that the bracha of Avasolam or Avaraba should count as your Birkas HaTorah when you say it on Maariv. Many of the themes of Birkas HaTorah are found in the bracha of Avasolam or Avaraba as well. It sounds like even if you were not having in mind when you were saying Avasolam or Avaraba that it should count as Birkas HaTorah, it sounds like it would still work. The only way the Avaraba or Avasolam works as a form of Birkas HaTorah is when you learn right away afterwards, because since that bracha was not really instituted for the purpose of Birkas HaTorah, you have to make it clear that you're using it for Birkas HaTorah by learning right away. In other words, even if you finish davening and you learn right after you finish davening, that's also good enough. Even if a person learned a little bit in the morning after Birkas HaTorah, in this case after Avasolam or Avaraba, and then they spent many hours not learning and then they decide to learn later in the day, that's also okay. They don't have to make a new Birkas HaTorah when they decide to learn again, as we'll talk about later on. So we'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up a Sifches tomorrow.